Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the Midday News. Opponents of the pension reform remain mobilized today. Student unions take to the streets with a demonstration this afternoon at 2 p.m. in Paris from Saint-Lazare. This morning, universities in Lille, Strasbourg, and Lyon were blocked. The strike also continues in the energy sector with the blocking of refineries. A little less than 7% of service stations currently lack at least one fuel, but there is no risk of shortage, according to the French Union of Petroleum Industries. And then in the Pyrénées-Orientales, traffic has resumed on the A9 highway after demonstrators blocked the Boulou toll this morning. The police had to intervene. In the rest of the news, the police custody of the suspect was lifted in the murder of Valentin in Paris, according to our colleagues from BFM TV. The individual was taken to the psychiatric infirmary of the police headquarters. The lifeless body of the victim, a 21-year-old student, was found last Saturday in his apartment. An investigation is open for intentional homicide. UFC Que Choisir, Famille Rurale, and CLCV want to tackle inflation. In an open letter sent this morning to the government, these consumer associations are calling for the suspension of the law on supermarket margins. The EGalim law obliges large retailers to resell food products at least 10% more than the price at which they were bought. The measure is intended to protect farmers' incomes. And to finish, 2022 has been a prosperous year for the French CAC 40 companies. With 142 billion euros in cumulative profits, thanks in particular to record profits in the luxury and energy sectors. Their turnover is up 19% over 1 year, driven by a context of inflation. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.